You're listening to Amad V'Chazar with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches, Pesachim, Daf, Hey, Amad Aleph. There you are, see you. And we are, debate. So we're going to start 10 lines from the top. After Achilik, the first word in the line is Rabbi Yishmael, but it's really from the previous line. Debate Rabbi Yishmael Tana. So the base medrash of Rabbi Yishmael taught, Matsinu Yudal Shenikra Rishon. We have found that the 14th is called Rishon, right? What we just darshan on the bottom of the previous amud is that we said that the Rishon over here, right? That you're not allowed to. We have to get rid of the chametz because you're not allowed to eat chametz. You have to eat matzah. But we said that when's it referring to? It says Rishon on the Rishon you destroy your chametz. So we say really it means the day before. Hold on. This is the question. Like, how is it possible that the first day is the 14th? So Tana Matsino Yodal Shnikra Rishon Shnemar, Berishon Barba Sar Yom LaChodesh. It says on the Rishon, it's the 14th of the month. Ah, the Rishon is the 14th of the month. So it calls it the 14th of the month of Nisan, and it calls it Rishon. So clearly, not just the first day of Pesach is Rishon, but even the day before Pesach. Now the Pashup Shad over here. In Barishon is Bechodesh HaRishon. It means the first month, meaning Nisan, and then the 14th. Seemingly the fact that the Torah writes Barishon, not Bechodesh HaRishon, so you can also understand it as saying even the 14th of Nisan is called a Rishon, and therefore we can say that the Mitzvah Tashrisu and the Isser Chametz starts even earlier than Pesach, even the 14th. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzhak Amar Rishon Demei Ikara. He gives like another perspective, another way to see this, that Rishon Demei Ikara Mashma. He's saying Rishon, it's not just that, you know, we found a case where the 14th of Nisan is called Rishon, but we see that there's a precedent for such a concept, or we see elsewhere at least that there's a concept that Rishon means Demei Ikara, meaning the one from before, from earlier. I mean, usually what do we think Rishon means? First, right? Usually Rishon means first. However, he says over here that we see sometimes Rishon means before. Okay, you're going to have to support that, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Amar, Rishon Mekar, Mashma de Amar Kra, because the Pashim Sephasticize in Eov, HaRishon Adam Tivaleid, were you before Adam? Ah, were you the Rishon to Adam? Were you before Adam? Ah, so Rishon sometimes means coming before. So if I say the Rishon for Pesach, so really it's the 14th. Okay. If that's true, Elamayato, but now, when we say in Emor, Lekachtem lechem b'yom ha-Rishon, you shall take for yourselves, on the Yom HaRishon, and this is a reference to the Dalad Minim, that are taken on the first day of Sukkot. So you can tell me, Hachanami Rishon Demekara, so maybe I should take Dalad Minim on the 14th of Tishrei. Right? So, Demeikara Mashma. No, still Shani Hosam, no, it's different. Why? Diksi usmachtem lifnei Hashem lokechem. Because the Pasuk says, and you shall rejoice before Hashem your God, Shivas Yamim, for 7 days. Ma Shvi Shvi Lachag, Afrishon Rishon Lachag. Just like the seventh day mentioned over here, where it says 7 days. So that means that when we mention the first, doesn't mean the day before, because then we'd have 8 days. So it means the seventh, the first, and the 7 days. So therefore, Rishon over here cannot possibly mean the day before. So the Gemara says, "Okay, hold on." Af Rishon, so Hakanami k'siv ach b'yom haRishon tishbisu shivas yamim matzos tochelu. Says over here, but on the first day you should cease from having chametz, destroy the chametz. 7 days you should eat matzos. Ah, 7 days imkain. So the Gemara says, so imkain if so, nichtov kra rishon. No, the Gemara says, no, that's not a good proof, because let the pasuk say rishon, ha rishon lamali. Why is it by Sukkot it says ha rishon, right? We said, lekat lefem by yom ha rishon. Why is it extra hey? Shma mina, look at Amran. It comes to teach us, the hey comes to teach us what we said, that it's not meikara. So the Gemara says, hold on, Ihachi, Hasanami, Harishon Lamali. Also by Pesach it says Harishon. So what are you trying to tell me? Harishon If Harishon means that it's not the day before by Sukkos, so it should also mean it's not the day before by Pesach. Meaning, right? You might right. So Vesu, and also Hosam Diksiv. There it says by in Emor regarding Pesach, Bayom Harishon Shavason. Regarding Sukkos, regarding Shvisas Malacha on Sukkos, Bayom Harishon Shavason Ubayom Hashmini Shavason. That it says on the first day is Shabbason, it's our Shabbos, and on the last day, the eighth day, is also Shabbos. Amar Rishon Demei Kara Mashma. So let's say, what does Rishon mean? Rishon means the day before, meaning that maybe this. What we would learn from this, because it says Ha Rishon, that means the day before. Then I should also know there's an Isser Malacha Erev Sukkos. Not just you would take the Dal Minim Erev Sukkos. There's an Isser Malacha Erev Sukkos on the 14th. Never heard of such a thing. So Shani Asam Damar Kra Uba Yom Hashmini Shabbason. No, because the pasuk says, and on the eighth day it's Shabbason. Mashmini Shmini de Chag, just like the eighth day that it mentions, it's the eighth day of the Chag. So Af Rishon Rishon de Chag. So to Rishon, it's the first day of the Chag, right? Meaning by Sukkos, Shrei Chag is Sukkos. So it says the eighth day, and it says the first day. So we understand that the first day and the eighth day mean the 8 days, and it doesn't mean the day before. Right? When we say the eighth day, we don't mean the seventh day. So too, when we mean, in this context, when we say the first day, we don't mean the day before, the 14th of Tishrei. So the Gemara still is bothered, though. But Harishon Lamali. But why do I need Harishon? You can just say Rishon. It's trying to teach me the first day, and then just say Rishon. Why I say Harishon? Isn't it coming to teach me the day before? So limuute cholo shel moed. It's coming to exclude cholo moed, right? Because you would think, right? So it said, right? Because you would say, if it says rishon, so maybe that would include cholo moed, that there's a full isser malacha throughout cholo moed. So it says ha rishon, and that extra hey teaches me that cholo moed does not have this isser malacha. So the Gemara says, well, hold on, I would know that anyway. Cholo Shamoed mi Rishon Rishmini Nafka. The Torah says, the first day there's an Isser Malacha, and the eighth day there's an Isser Malacha. What does that imply about Cholo Moed? That there is no Isser Malacha. So I don't need the hay of Ha Rishon to exclude Cholo Moed. I could just know it because it says the first and the eighth. So the Gemara says, no, it's true. We actually need it. Why? Sokodai Techamina Ho'adik Sav Rachmano Uba Yom Hashmini. Since the Torah writes, "Ooh, Bayom Hashmini, Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon Defila B'Chol Shemoed," I would have thought that since it says "Ooh, Bayom Hashmini," so I would. What does it mean? And the eighth day, and in addition to the days before Chol Moed. So there's an Isser Malacha on the first day, and the eighth day, meaning and all of Chol Moed, and even the eighth day. I would have thought that if I just had the Vav. Kamash Malan, that's not the case, because I have the hay of Harishon. So when I have, if I would have just had the Vav, Ubayom Hashmini, I would have said there's an Isser Malacha on Rishon of Sukkos, the eighth day of Sukkos, and everything in between, if it was just the Vav. But since it says Harishon, it's this day, the first day, to exclude the days that follow. So the hay counteracts the Vav. So now the obvious question. If I need the hey to counteract the vav, right? Exactly, right? I can read your sign language. So velo lichtav rachmana lo vav velo hey. So right, save the ink. You know, think about the amount of times that the chumash and the sefer Torah was printed over the years. How much ink you could have saved from all the years? There's no hey, no vav. Vesu and also hasam over there. Also in parshas Emor, save it says bayom harishon mikra kodesh yalechem. So also it says. Regarding the mikra kodesh of shvius of malacha on Sukkos, also it says rishon and harishon. So and if harishon teaches me that right, this teaches me that it's like an extra exclusion. So or the day before. So rishon dimei kara mashma. Rishon should teach me the day before as well. So, but we don't have such a thing. We don't have that Erev Sukkos, you take the Dalmina, we don't have an Isser Malacha Erev Sukkos, we don't use HaRishon like that. So if HaRishon teaches me the day before, Meikara, then why is it that we don't say HaRishon teaches that by these two places in Sukkos? So Ela Hani Shlosha Rishon Mi Ba'ile, rather, the Rishon that's mentioned, there's three extra Rishon, three extra Rishons, or three extra drushos by Rishon. Really means like, really I think it's HaRishon, right? That we have by Pesach regarding Shvisas, like Bir Chametz, so it says HaRishon. And by Sukkos, Shvisas Malacha, HaRishon. And, or actually, maybe not by the, no, I don't think we're talking about the Pesach, we're not talking about the Shvisas Chametz, because HaRishon, we actually do understand it to be referring to the day before. But these Gimel Rosh Rishon, so you see Rashi over here, on Bishar Gimel Rishon, so we'll darshan that in a minute, but it's Shvisas HaRegel de Pesach, not doing malacha on Pesach, it says HaRishon. Shvisas HaRegel de Chag, not doing malacha on Erev, on the day before Sukkos. And V'nitzilas Lulav, Shenikru Rishonim, Rishon, so we'll explain what that means in a minute. But those are the three HaRishons that we're talking about. There are three, when it comes to Erev Pesach, not eating, destroying chametz, okay, that one we understand. But not doing malacha Erev Pesach is an Isser D'Oraisa. Not doing malacha Erev Sukkos is Isser D'Oraisa. Taking the Dal Minim Erev Sukkos, is it Chiyav? No, we don't have that. So why does it say HaRishon, HaRishon, HaRishon if you want a Darshan HaRishon? So it comes to teach us the following teaching. Comes to teach us, right? Hani shel shrishon mi ba'ile l'chadetani debei Rabbi Yishmael. It teaches us the teaching of the base measures of Rabbi Yishmael. Detani debei Rabbi Yishmael bischar shlosha rishon, because of the three rishons, zochel shlosha rishon. We're zochel to three yeshuos of rishon. L'hach rezara shel Esav lebinyan beis hamikdash u'lishmo shel Mashiach. We're going to be zocha to destroy, to cut off the zera of Esav, to build the base of Mikdash, and to the, we're zocha to the name of Mashiach, which are all called Rishon, as we'll see. Lahachris zara shel Esav, dechidim as the pasuk says, vayetze harishon admoni kulo kader seyar, that the Rishon came out, meaning the Rishon of the twins came out, and he was, you know, red and covered in hair. Ulebinyan base of Mikdash dechidim kisei kavod marom me Rishon. Makom Mikdashenu. So it says in Yirmiyahu, calls the Makom of the Mikdash Rishon. Ulishmo Shal Mashiach, in the name of Mashiach, Lixiv Rishon Litzion Hine Hinam. Behold, it's the Rishon Litzion. So the name of Mashiach is also Rishon. So we have three Rishonim, because of these three Rishonim, we'll Zohar to be three Rishonim. If you think of connections, the Marshab does have connections between these three. The first one is like celebrating the Geula of Pesach. So if you have Shvisas Melacha on Pesach, we're freedom from enemies. So we get freedom from our enemies, the descendants of Esav, and the Frida and celebrating Sukkos. Right, Sukkos of course is, you know, under the Kanfei Shechina in Hashem's presence in tabernacles, and right, that's where the Sukkos are, tabernacles often, and of course the Mikdash, the base of Mikdash is that it's the Kanfei Shechina, and the Simcha of taking the Dalminim was Simachtem, Simcha holding the Dalminim, so that's the Nechama of Mashiach, right, the Shem Shel Mashiach, which one Navi says is Menachem, the Nechama of Mashiach, that's the Simcha of the Dalminim. So the Marsha says it's very connected. You can think of other things as well. Rava Amar Mehacha. Rava is going to bring a different source for the Isser of for Bir Chametz taking place Erev Pesach. What does the pasuk say? Mehacha Lo Sishchot Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. Right, it says this is in Parshas Kisisa at the renewal of the bris after Chet Egel. Do not slaughter, talking of the Korban Pesach, over chametz the blood of my offering. What does it mean? Lo sishchat haPesach v'adayin chametz kayam. Don't slaughter the Korban Pesach when there's still chametz around. So we learn from here that when we bring the Korban Pesach, you already have to be done with the chametz, and we know we bring the Korban Pesach in the Erev Pesach, so that you have to be done with chametz then. You can't wait till Pesach itself, a minute before Pesach. You have to do it earlier. So the Gemara says, "Va'ema kolchad v'chad kishachit kishachit." So then, but based on what you're saying, it really sounds like it's a subjective thing. Whenever I bring the Karan Pesach, I have to mention those Norachamets. So if I bring one past 6 hours, I bring one 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours into the day, so I only have to do Bir Chametz at that point. But we know that's not how we hold. We hold you do Bir Chametz by the sixth hour. So what do we do with this? So the Gemara says, no, you're misunderstanding this pasuk, you're misunderstanding the Joshua. Zman Shchita Amar Rachmana. The Torah is saying the Zman Shchita. The Zman Shchita is the sixth hour. You may take longer to do it. You may do it a little bit later. But the Torah is telling us over here that at the Zman Shchita, that's when Bir Chametz must be done. It's not subjective, it's an objective standard. Okay. Tanya Nami Hachi. And another verse that supports Rava, at least the first opinion is going to be exactly in line with what Rava says. And again, this is a Tanaic source for what Rava the Amora said. Ach bayom harishon tashmisu sor mibateichem me'erev yo, right? So mibateichem. But on the first day, you shall destroy the chametz, the leaven of your house, your homes. So me'erev yom tov. This means erev yom tov. You should do it. O eino ela biyom tov atzmo. But maybe it means yom tov itself. When it says the first day, you should do tashmisu. Maybe it's the first day. Maybe it's of Yom Tov and it's not Erev Yom Tov. No. Don't say that. Why? Talmud Lomar, Lo Sishchot Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. The exact pasuk of Rava, Lo Sishchot as a Pesach, Vadayin Chametz Kayam. The exact drasha of Rava. So this is probably Rava's source. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael is basically Rava. And we're going to see two other sources for the fact that Bir Chametz is Erev Pesach and not Pesach itself. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Ein Otzarach, I don't need that one. Hari hu omer, because the pasuk says, "Ach bayom harishon tashmisu sor mibateichem." You should do it on the first day. You should do tashmisu. Fiksiv kol malacha lo seaseh. But also, you're not allowed to do malacha. Umatzino lavara shiav malacha, and we know havara burning is an av malacha. So it tells me, destroy the chametz, and we know it means it with a fire. Destroy the chametz, but we know that you're. But then it says also, you're not allowed to do malacha on Pesach at the Yom Tov. You might be wondering, wait, hold on. Aren't you allowed to burn on Yom Tov? Probably, okay, good. So Rashi thought of your question as well. Shehi av malacha, vizu, Rashi, vizu havara shalo letzarechi. This is a burning that's not letzarech, meaning letzarech achila. V'aksuv asr malacha v'yom tov hilkach hayrish and barbala sarakamar. Right, meaning that we know there's a heter of havara by ochel nefesh. This is the opposite. This is not making food, this is destroying it. So therefore, there's no heter for havara here. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, "Ein otzarach, I don't need that one either." Hari Omer, because the pasuk says, "Ach bayom harishon tashbisu sor mibateichem." So may erev yom tov. This means erev yom tov. Oh, ein ela b'yom tov. Maybe you'll say, "Oh no, it means tashbisu is done on the first day of yom tov itself." Tamal Omer, ach chilek. No. The Torah says ach, meaning you have to split it. But right, ach always means a limitation. So you have to say, it means less than the full day. So now, v'biyantav atzmo, so you're going to tell me fine, it means only part of the day, right? This says, ach, b'yom rishon, so that means only part of the day. You do tashbisu a part of the way into the day of the first day of Pesach. But hold on. V'biyantav atzmo, mishari, who permits that? You're telling me that when it says ach, so that's a limitation. So that means when it says on a part of the way into the first day, you do bir chametz. You're telling me that the first day of Pesach, halfway in, that's when you do bir chametz. On the first day of Pesach itself, who permits that? We compared tashbisu to the achilas chametz with a hekish. Rabbi quoted at the top of the Amud, or the Rav did it on Thursday night, and the achilas chametz, the achilas matzah. So we know that Pesach night already, it's achilas matzah. Pesach night already, there's an isser achilas chametz. Pesach night already, the chametz has to be gone. So it's impossible to understand ach bayom harishon to mean halfway into the first day of Pesach, you can do tashbisu. No way. Therefore, it can only be part of the way into the day before Pesach. And that is a third source to see how tashbisu is not on Pesach itself, but Yom HaRishon is actually the day before. And we'll call it here.